Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Can't say that this episode is much lighter than the previous, but it does have a bit of fun at the end and some fascinating bits in the middle. Shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park and Shay Meehan, as well as all our other patrons. Thank you for putting your money where your values are. In hindsight, I realize that saying the federal lawsuits have been dropped might have been confusing yesterday. Those were not lawsuits from Trump's personal team. Those are still going on and probably will continue to as long as Trumpers keep giving him money to fund them or until a judge starts throwing Trump's team in jail for wasting the court's time. Yesterday, they gave a press conference, ostensibly to explain their case and what to expect. In reality, it was a propaganda event to shovel more BS into the heads of anyone out there who can't smell it for what it is. This is not about winning court battles. They know that they will lose because they have no evidence. This is about getting as many people as possible to believe that it's all a massive conspiracy so as to deepen the partisan divide and make people even more radicalized. Since the GOP seems to have no actual policy to offer for solving any of America's problems, as far as I can tell, getting people to vote against an imaginary enemy is all they've got. If you have the stomach for it, there's a thread in the links of the highlights from the conference, including Giuliani's hair melting. And reports from within the Trump campaign say that he is increasing his focus on circumventing the vote by convincing state legislators to select electors for him, despite Lessig's assurances that it cannot succeed. Facts have never stopped Trump before. Those reports also match with observable events. Just after the Wayne County Republican board members finally voted to certify the election results, Trump called them. Just after that, they both issued statements saying the votes should not be certified. Step aside, Kerry. This is what real flip-flopping looks like. Trump has also invited Michigan state Republican legislative leaders to the White House, presumably to offer them some manner of bribes and intimidation to support his attempted coup. In Pennsylvania, Giuliani suggested in a filing Wednesday that a judge order the Republican-led state legislature to pick delegates for Trump. In Arizona, the GOP is pressuring county officials to delay certifying results. Trump's campaign is calling fraud over Trump's initial lead in states being overturned by mail-in vote counts. As usual, Trump is playing exactly to the dictator handbook, as we laid it out over a month ago, and unfortunately, the GOP continues to back his attacks against America. During a press conference Thursday, Biden said Americans are, quote, witnessing incredible irresponsibility, incredibly damaging messages are being sent to the rest of the world about how democracy functions, end quote. Speaking of Trump's legal team conference, Chris Krebs, the fired director of Homeland Security, said, quote, the conference was the most dangerous 1 hour and 45 minutes of television in American history, and possibly the craziest, end quote. And Republican Senator Mitt Romney said, quote, having failed to make even a plausible case of widespread voter fraud or conspiracy before any court of law, the president has now resorted to overt pressure on state and local officials to subvert the will of the people and overturn the election. It is difficult to imagine a worse, more undemocratic action by a sitting American president. End quote. Well said. Yang linked a peculiar article the other day on a scholar, Peter Turchin, who has transitioned from ecology to history, looking to revolutionize the industry. Turchin seeks to modernize the historical research field via the scientific method with generalized laws, as he did for the study of beetles. So far, he cites that complex societies develop through war, that an excess of elites, beyond the stations to fulfill them, leads to some turning against others, leading populist movements against them, see Donald Trump and other autocrats. He says that this and a declining quality of life for the common citizen are the chief factors leading to civil unrest, even the collapse of a civilization. And he notes that the U.S. is on a 50-year cycle of unrest, with 2020 striking the deadline. Turchin agrees with us that nothing short of fundamental change will stop another violent turn, which could be our last. Interestingly, he imagines an Asimovian agency like that of Harry Seldon, the fictional mathematician who quantified history in a predictive algorithm. This agency would track leading indicators and advise accordingly to avert the collapse of civilization, Eventually, Turchin hopes no government will make policy without reflecting on whether it is hurtling toward a preordained disaster. Pretty fascinating stuff. It's hard to look at the breadlines in Texas with thousands of cars lined up for miles and deny that we're on the precipice. There are more than 50 million people going hungry in America right now. There are now more than 205 million at risk of losing utility access. 14 million are about to lose their last income lifeline of the UI bonus on the day after Christmas, no less, if Congress does not pass further stimulus. Below, you'll find a link to a list of 200 food banks and 60,000 food pantries, which serve virtually every community in all 50 states for free. None of them should exist, because access to food should not be an issue in a civilized society. But things being as they are, if you need help or know someone who does, please share it around. When capitalism leads to starvation, people will eventually revolt and turn to socialism or fascism, same as with a failing democracy leading to autocracy. We must upgrade both democracy and capitalism to serve the people and provide a standard of living that does not tolerate poverty or disenfranchisement. And clearly, we must enlist the Democratic Party in that effort, because the Republican Party is currently going in the exact opposite direction. Speaking of, Rokana is still holding a flame for recurring monthly stimulus, tweeting a call for it just yesterday. Slovenia became the first country in the EU to hit the threshold of signatures needed for their part to get the EU Commission to propose a UBI for all of Europe. Let's get on it in every other EU nation. Link to the petition is below. Basic Income Alberta put out a new UBI ad yesterday that is one of the best I've seen. It has excellent illustrations, it highlights some very relatable situations that people can find themselves in, where lack of money is limiting their potential, and it emphasizes that UBI can help get people out of survival mode and allow them to contribute more to society. Highly recommend bookmarking and sharing it. Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian is the newest guest on Yang Speaks. Awesome to see such a diverse group of high-profile people coming to speak with Yang about moving the country forward. Alexis also endorsed Andrew in the primary, as you may recall. That makes two major social media companies whose CEOs support Yang, even though, or perhaps because, he cites the dangers of social media in harming and radicalizing our people. Well, probably more so because he wants to help them do something about it. That is the oft-missing piece there. Yang also visited Tom Segura's podcast for an interview. Tom got an endorsement out of it that he's now proudly sharing around Twitter. Pretty amusing. Income Movement is having a fall fundraiser for their efforts to get UBI into the 100 days agenda for the new administration, starting Thanksgiving weekend. If you live in Georgia, you can now request your absentee ballot. Get it done. If you don't live there but know someone who does, let them know. And let all the people you've been phone banking to know as well. If you're in or near Atlanta, the Georgia Yang Gang are going to be out canvassing for Ossoff and Warnock this weekend. Starting Saturday, November 21st, meeting at 661 Auburn Avenue Northeast at 1 p.m. Be there. And finally, since we've had a downer couple of days, you'll want to take a look at the final link below. It's a cobbled-together concession speech from Trump, the one that we all deserve, and it's absolutely hilarious. I can rarely laugh at anything to do with Trump, but this did it for me. Enjoy. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Check out the history article, bookmark the food bank list if you need it, thank Rokana for continuing to fight for UBI, get more signatures on the EU UBI petition, bookmark and share the UBI ad, get people in Georgia registered and canvass if you can, treat yourself to Trump's concession speech, help recruit other organizations to the cause and get everyone to sign the UBI petition, flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters, using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.